Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Curry Beach Town Council meeting of September 24th, 2018. We have with us for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance, Pastor Chris Howe from Curry Beach Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
Pastor?
First, let me say thank you for the Town Council, Fire Chief, Police Chief, all you did during the storm. Commissioner Whitley did a great job of pictures. I know I saw on Facebook 500 people said, go by my place. And he did that.
110 requests and 37 friend requests.
So he did that, you know, at the risk of his own life and messing up his hair. So I appreciate that.
Pastor right there. I like it. Shade everywhere, baby. Shade.
But we do appreciate it. I'd like to let you know, Mayor, I think I already emailed you. Curry Beach stands ready to help any disaster relief with people in the community that can't get the recovery done themselves, either through finances or through just manpower. And we're willing to step in. We have some connections also with Samaritan's Purse. I do personally with the second charge guy, so we can mobilize some people pretty quick. I got teams from Texas, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina ready to come in just to help us first, meet us, our community. And then we'll work our way off the island to Monkey Junction with all the damage that's up that way. So if we can be of assistance, please call us.
You know, that is appreciated, John, if you would duly note it in case we can use some of that assistance for some of the more damaged areas.
That's what I've already talked about.
Okay.
And we'd like to do that without permits, please. So, great horse. Father God, we love you. Thank you for the opportunity that, Lord, you've given this meeting a chance to go on, because a week ago, this could have been a whole different scenario. This meeting could be postponed for months. But God, because of your protection and your provision, Lord, this town's still able to put it back together. Lord, we thank you for just the minimum damage that was a result of that storm. And God, we know the season's not over, and so there's still opportunities for other storms to come this way. But God, we'll continue to pray for your protection, your provision. Lord, I thank you for the council members and the mayor who sit in front of me, for those in leadership in this town that sit behind me. And God, I pray that, one, you give them rest after a very trying time. Lord, you allow them to spend time with their families. But God, I also pray that you give them great wisdom in all that they do and what it takes to put together an effort, not only to ride out the storm, but also put the town back together afterwards. God, this town stood tall before the storm, and it'll stand even taller after it. Because, God, I believe this is a community that loves on one another, loves this town, and most of all, loves you. God, I pray that you bless the time tonight, that it would be productive, but, God, that also would be honoring and pleasing to you. Lord, again, we just thank you for all that you do. We love you and say these things in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Everybody okay back there? Ladies, we'll be here for you after.
Okay.
We're all done.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We have the approval of the consent agenda items. Do I have any changes to the consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving the consent agenda as it stands?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Moving on to the adoption of the agenda. Please read through the agenda and let me know if there are any changes that are required by the commissioners.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Agenda stands. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. Nancy, do we have anybody signed up today?
I completely forgot to put out.
That's okay. Is there anybody here who wishes to address council? Yes, sir. Would you please come up? State your name. Yes, over here. State your name.
I got the name.
Your address, and feel free.
One second. Here you go, sir.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Rick Zeckendorf, 2201 Surf Rider Circle down in Ocean Dunes. Okay. Thank you guys. Is that all I need to state is my name and address?
That's okay. Right. That's
but that's it. You guys did a fantastic job, and I wanted to thank everybody. I won't waste anybody's time, but I've never seen anything like it. I've only lived here 3 months, and I've never seen such communication. This guy right here possibly was the bravest man when he used his wife as an example of what not to
do. It's happened before.
She represented the seller.
In my business, someone sell you a condo.
Oh my God, I didn't know you were right there. Anyway, thank you guys so much. That's fantastic. Everybody in the community, but you as leadership, I've never seen anything quite like it, so thanks.
Thank you very much, and it was a team effort, so thank you. Anybody else here who would like to address council? Yes.
Just do it from here. Mary Ann Hitter, 430 Settlers Lane. I've been here about a year and I rent, and I came from Houston and went through a lot of floods, but I did what he just said. Oh my God.
For the department heads as well.
That's right, we've got in the back, you know.
Well, the guys in the back too.
No, just never. The communication was fabulous. I never felt, I want to build. You know, and you'd think I'd have the opportunity to walk away. I don't want to walk away. We love this neighborhood. You guys, thank you.
Well, we'll continue to keep communications alive as we've tried, and we will continue to do that. Okay, thank you. Anybody else to address council? Okay. Discussion and consideration of presentations. Nancy, no presentations today. Thank you. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Community center. Linda?
Okay. It seems like forever ago that we had that barbecue, but it was in August, and we did not net as much this year as we did last year, and the reason was because it was an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, sunny day. And the first one we had on a weekend for about 3 weeks, so I think everybody was at the beach. But it was a really good time. We had a lot of new people that came that had not seen the center before. Appreciate Alan coming and helping, and John, his wife, Wilson Mayer, his wife, and Christine, Kathleen, and close enough. Okay. They came, and that was wonderful, and we really appreciated the presence. Of course, Nikki's always there for us. We're going to host the mayor's breakfast, coffee, this Saturday, so please spread that around in your neighborhoods and let people know. It's at 9:30, correct?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 to 11.
And he said mayor with coffee, but we're going to throw in a little something more than coffee, so you will get a little something to eat, but not biscuits and gravy.
I think they're going to add personality.
So y'all come.
Thank you, and thank the community center for taking that on. I appreciate it. Marketing committee, no reps today. Planning and zoning committee, John, you're going to represent Craig?
Yes, sir. You should have before you a consistency statement of current ordinance and a proposed ordinance for section 19-373, or exceptions to signs. You should have a signed consistency statement by Craig Galbraith, our chairman. This went through P&Z and was discussed and rewritten, and what you have there is the proposed ordinance, which would be exception number 9. The purpose of this ordinance was that certain HOA areas, the way they are designed, are not allowed to have any kind of signs that are larger than 6 square feet. And many HOAs have signs that are not conforming in that respect. Recently we had a HOA that wanted to put up new signage, so they took down their old ones and started contracted to have new ones built, and came to see me about a sign permit, and I couldn't issue them that sign permit because it was non-compliant. So with this new ordinance, P&Z has felt that it was worthy to allow them to have a certain size signs per property. And so if you read through the ordinance, it basically says you're allowed to have 2 signs per property that cannot be larger than 32 square feet, cannot be higher than 8 feet, and cannot have any changeable copy to it. So this is an exception to the sign ordinance, so it'll apply to all zoning classifications.
So changeable copy only, really, that's allowed on the church signs, which are the same size, I believe.
That's allowed on almost all business signs.
All business signs.
Jack Maxfield.
That's right, Jack Maxfield.
So is the change in yellow on the yellow and blue, John, just so I understand, I'm looking at it.
Mr. Hayden, you should have a clean copy in front of you.
Yeah,
okay. Sorry.
Okay, what?
Yeah, I've read that too. Sorry. It wasn't explicit. Sorry. That's all right.
Okay, I got it. I'm good. Okay.
And here's something else.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Give me the right one.
All of this is current.
Yeah.
This is current, and that's what we're adding. Okay, yes. Which is right on here. Okay.
Yep.
I just want to see the clean copy so I understand. Okay. Sorry. When using. Okay. Cool. I'm caught up. I'm sorry.
Does this make it the same as business signs are allowed to be, or we have no limitations?
The church signs is.
There is limitations on business signs. They're limited to 20 square feet and 14 feet tall, and you're allowed 28 square feet of changeable copy, something like that.
Okay.
This is different, but it is an exception, and it would apply only to HOAs.
Okay.
HOAs are.
And is this what they asked for? Did PNZ work for the HOA? So this is what they're asking for? They're going to be, we wanted more and you didn't give it to us, just so I know.
No, sir, we did work with the HOA.
Okay.
And whenever this language with them before we even presented it to PNZ.
Okay.
Okay. I'm good. This solves that problem?
It solves that problem. It solves the problem of tree reachability sign blowing over in a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Any other HOA that wants to place their current signage.
Okay. All right.
We have to have a public hearing on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So we do.
Schedule it.
Before the next meeting?
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't have time. It's dining, so I have very strict advertising. I can't get it advertised by even your October meeting.
Oh.
October
okay.
16th. So, unless you want to meet a week after.
How much time notice do you have to give?
Two times, not more than 10 days, and not less than 25 days. It's a screwy thing.
So then what's
so
the earliest you could do
paper.
It?
We might have to move the October meeting.
When would we have to, if we do it as a separate meeting, when would we have to do it?
Or what's the earliest we could do it? Because they want to build their signs
now.
They
want to put the signs up. They have them.
Well, your October meeting is the 16th. If you went to the next week, I could get it done.
Can we move that meeting? Because that would help me out.
I have to go to
that
California.
Help you too.
So that's why I was going to ask at the end of the week if we can move the council meeting potentially. I'll know next week.
Can you all make the following week? John?
23rd?
Yeah.
And that's easier for your work
yeah,
schedule?
Yeah, the week of the 15th, I have something. So the following week will be better for me, actually. Okay. Alan?
Yeah, 23rd, fine.
He's unemployed now, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't
have a place.
But we
don't have a place.
How about you? That's fine with me.
23rd. Okay.
That's good.
All right. Or
can we
need a motion?
Can we make it the 22nd instead of the 23rd in case I have to travel for work? So it's Monday night?
So you want to do it Monday
that's
night?
That's Monday, right?
Yeah.
Monday on the 22nd.
Yeah,
that'd
work.
Okay.
Can I give you enough time for your advertising? Make a motion we move the October meeting to the 22nd at 6 p.m. and at 5 p.m. we have the public hearing for this.
I think it's going to take an hour.
We always do it an hour before.
Yeah.
Then you get to hang out and have coffee with me.
So that was the 22nd at 6 p.m. with the
5 p.m. for the public hearing, 6 p.m.
for
the
6 p.m.
for
the
council meeting. Yep. Jack starts closing earlier in October. Sorry, I
apologize. That's all right.
No problem.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. You got everything down there, Nancy? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Cool.
All right. Will PNZ inform the HOA, John, please?
I'm sorry, sir.
Will PNZ inform the HOA of the plan?
I'll probably be talking to them.
All right.
Probably the reason they're not here tonight is they weren't aware of scheduling
okay.
change.
All right.
Well, and just let them know that's as fast as we can do it based on the advertising requirements, right?
Yep.
That is wonderful.
I mean, if you gave them
I'm sure they're not I'm sure they'd like to put their signs up, but
right.
They don't mind waiting another
month. Okay.
Okay, non-town committee reports. We really don't have any non-town committee reports right now. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee. Dennis.
I think we failed on protecting the beach.
Oh, no.
Well, actually,
we did a great job.
You and the dunes held pretty tight. We had some damage, but we didn't surrender.
No. We were just talking earlier about signage, and so there, most of the signs that are on the beach were lost. We'll do an inventory, and we'll come back with a complete inventory of what needs to be replaced.
I know the dogs on the beach sign are gone. Dow structure's gone. But we have our meeting next week. We have an inventory by next week.
I'm trying to see who's back in town. I think almost everybody is. So we'll
Bill's in town. He'll help.
Did we get that old sign that you found that was exposed?
I don't remember if that ended up in John Batson's house or not.
I thought it was still sitting there on Sunday, I thought.
That was exposed from beach renourishment, right? That sign? I just saw the picture. I didn't actually see it.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's still there, but it was
a really old one, right?
It had been buried for some time.
I thought
that was what I thought was so cool about it.
Yeah, me too. I appreciate the picture.
Okay.
Mayor, we need a cost estimate on the signs for reimbursement.
Well, that's right. That'll go into our, of course, for FEMA.
I don't think any of our new beach access signs took any damage.
I was surprised.
Those I looked at all beach access
big
signs.
Posts and the new signs held very nicely.
Yes.
Did anyone look at nice? The solar lighting working?
Yes, still? Solar yeah. lighting.
Sweet.
Nice. Yep. That okay. held out. The new construction held out very well. Anything else, Dennis?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thank you. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Nancy?
No items.
No items for administration. John?
No
items?
I don't think so.
All right. One question, John. How many structures did we put into the county database?
It's over 100. I still have emails are continually coming in as people get home. I probably had another 30 this morning.
Okay, so you think we're at about 130 or so?
Probably closer to 150. I can give you an updated number tomorrow morning.
Okay, if you have a chance tomorrow morning before I meet with the North Carolina General Assembly delegation, I'd like to have that number. 11 o'clock. Okay.
And if that's more than $1,000 estimated damage, is that how you're putting them in?
That's pretty much, yes, sir.
Okay. I know that's what we sent out. I was just wondering what ended up.
You're missing a couple of shingles, I'm not putting that in there.
Right.
You're missing, 20% of your shingles, I'm putting that in there. Yep. See, roofing underlayment, I'm putting that in there. Okay. Siding missing, filling it, mm-hmm.
How many do we think actually got water in from the rising water versus
water?
From above? Yeah.
I think I put in around 30.
30?
Okay.
Most of those on the north side of town?
Yes, sir. Except for the few on the south part that always has some issues.
I think we have a little ammunition for the land use. Discussion. Okay.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. Finance Department, Arlen.
Nothing for me.
Okay. Any advice to the department heads?
Documentation.
Okay.
Everything that we did, everything that we spent. Just be aware, too, of the requirements that if you have a contractor come out, I guess more for Jimmy, but contractor come out to give an estimate that then they cannot actually do the work. So, just those kind of things. Make sure we have enough, quotes from different companies to support what we do.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
That requirement makes no sense at all, actually.
Yep.
Sure Federal does. Government, got a little. Okay.
Fire Department, Mr. Kennedy.
Yes, sir. Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing to add? Everything's back to order? You got that hole closed in the roof now?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I gotta look at that.
It's a piece of someone else's previous shutter.
We lost a little bit of the roof during the hurricane, or the inside ceiling, which made things a little more exciting. But police department, Mike.
Yes, sir. We had one vehicle that was damaged during the storm. We hope that it was flooded out, so we're hoping that it'll get totaled out because there'll never be good anymore. Mandy's working on that for us.
Okay.
So we will need to replace one car, and they're usually in the $30,000 to $35,000 range. So
okay.
Just wanted y'all to be aware of that. And Jimmy and his guys did an excellent job during the storm. I mean, they were out killing it, getting storm drains cleared out. So just wanted to say good job. Love you guys.
Yep. Jimmy, your guys are real warriors. Public Works Department. Jim?
Just an update. We actually lost our telemetry for our wells, so that's going to be kind of an emergency thing we have to look at. I've called the tech guy. He said it can range from 30,000 or less, so I'm estimating the worst. So, and also there was a few storm drains that was washed away. And this gentleman here from Ocean Dunes has got a concern about a storm drain, which I'm not too sure about. So we're going to bring it up to council or even talk to
John. Just wonder who's going to pay to fix it.
Yeah. Sorry, what was that, Bill?
I'd like to know who's going to pay to fix it.
Who's going to pay to fix it? Okay.
Who owns the storm drain?
Yeah, the town's interested in that, too.
Yeah, we are.
We don't have the answer.
I don't know if it's a DOT issue or what right now. You know,
we don't know the answer.
Right.
When we saw it, we thought that was going to be an issue.
We're
going
ahead and then let you figure out who we
built. Okay. That's, okay. I think that's a smart move.
Yes.
And we just got to figure it out, right?
Yep. We got to figure out what to do with that whole area there. Okay. Just as a point, thank you for bringing up Jimmy. I mean, everybody worked very hard, but when many of us were soaking wet, regardless, every piece of work they did, they were in the fire hose, in the pouring rain or standing in the water. Very well done by everybody, actually. Proud of all of you. Recreation, Nikki. Okay. How'd the park look? Okay. I'm sure you took a look around. Other than a few of the lights, nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Okay. Good.
So, just department heads. Any employees that got significant damage, like loss of houses to them and their families, just so we know, so council's aware? I know there's one fireman that his parents lost their home. Anyone else? Okay. If you find out, council was very interested in knowing about it, if you could just let us know, right? And great job, all you guys. Great job.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All those men stuck here on this side of the bridge, they don't live here, so they couldn't take care of their property because they were fighting for ours. So when you see them, like you too, thank you very much. When you see them, let them know you appreciate it. Okay. Discussion and consideration of old business. Water meter replacement project. That might be on hold for a little bit. Yeah,
I don't know. Well, actually, I talked to another vendor, and he's bringing me in some prices. I haven't got them yet, so
okay.
It seems to be a lot better deal than Clara. Apparently, Clara's got a bad name around here right now, so yes, I've consolidated pipes. Should be getting me some numbers in pretty soon.
Consolidated pipes is a pretty significant outfit, yeah.
Okay. Can I speak with Gil? I think you want to be.
I've spoken, not actually with Gil, but I've spoken with several other town members of different other towns. But I know what Gil's. I know where Gil's coming from.
Yeah,
I
do. That's the one he was talking about, not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that's.
But can I just throw in with that? I guess that, Jimmy and I talked about a little bit, and Alan and I did also about that we may want to hire an engineer to kind of coordinate the project and we're going to have to put this out to bid and go through the process.
Which I've actually got in touch with an engineer, you know, and he was on board. It was just getting the go ahead. So.
Okay.
Because we've got to package all of the components together to actually have financing for it.
Okay. All right. Okay. If you need any assistance with that, Jim, just talk to Arlen.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I mean, with all the extra stuff. I know you don't need help getting them in. Parking. Want to talk to that, Mr. Whitman?
Well, we kind of got delayed at that.
Had something going on?
Needless to say, there's been a lot of parking in Cary Beach for the past couple of weeks. But I will send an email out and we'll get the band back together for our follow-up, and we'll try to set those information sessions early October, then late October. One evening, you know, 7 p.m. or something, 6:30, people come in, one on Saturday morning, 9 a.m.
It could be a quick, I mean, the recall could be a quick meeting. We did a lot of the work, but we should just...
Yeah, and we'll cover all these topics. I know, Jimmy, you've not even begun to look at I and E and all that for the layout. So that's just
no,
fine.
I'm still in research and development.
Well, we have all winter now.
We are going to be ready for this next season.
That's right. But I would still like the firm line of February, so that would be a 3 months to communicate and get all the positive feedback we're going to get on.
Okay.
So I'll send the email out. We'll get together within 2 weeks, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Landscaping plan for the facility improvement project.
Everybody received a copy of the plan.
Sure did.
I got back no negative comments. Okay. We will change the corner where the big back corner is being relocated. So that area will go away and be readdressed. But we're ready to move forward. Irrigation work has already started. The sleeving has been installed before the site contractor puts the curb in. So we're ahead of the game on that.
Just as a point, when I look through that, I like the Craig Maddles down the lane. What is a trident maple?
It's a tree.
It's a maple. Thanks, Al. It's a tree.
Okay. Nice.
Do we know what 2-inch CAL means?
Caliper.
So it's a 2-inch caliper tree. And it's going to take a while for those babies to grow. Okay. All right. Though the crepe myrtles are 8 feet tall, that's going to look pretty nice.
We've got plenty of color. Crepe myrtles will be white, the roses will be red roses. We also included a year's maintenance and warranty in the contract. So,
Is that in the price that you showed?
That maintenance is not in that price, so you can add that to it.
Okay. All right. Alan's had this in our hands for at least 6 weeks, so this is the these two buildings are going to be a jewel for the town. We're spending money on it. I think this plan is a good plan. I mean, I'm not a florist, so I don't have any idea, but it looks pretty good in paper.
Well, the gentleman that put it together has an excellent reputation. He's done a lot of work, and he knows what's right for the area. So I'm very comfortable with it.
Okay. I think it looks good, Alan. Good job.
Well, do we need to vote on it?
Is that the issue?
What's that?
Do we need to vote on it, or what?
Yeah, we're going to need to approve this and get it going.
Well, would you rather me bring back the official contract?
Yeah.
And do that once we get. So he's got to amend that corner there for that backflow and add the maintenance in, so I can bring back a formal quote
with them all in, all together. Is that what we should do, Andy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'd like to look at it.
Legal has spoken.
There you go.
So we will.
Okay.
We will do that. But no other feedback from council. If anyone would like to see that plan, feel free to come up and take a look. After the meeting, of course. Authority to Commissioner Oliver to approve change orders up to a certain amount for facility improvement project. You want to talk to that, Al?
Well, we approved in the consent agenda tonight several different things. And it comes from time to time. Nothing's going to go on up there that I'm not going to keep y'all informed on. But sometimes we need to move forward with something rather fast that it would just give me the authority. I don't care what dollar amount. Or I can get a consensus from the group fairly quickly so we can not hold anything up. Now, I haven't had a meeting with the contractor since since the storm, but we have a meeting tomorrow morning. Yep. I should be able to report back a little bit more. You know, they've got issues with subs and their homes and other things going on. So, and I'm going to ask them to put together a plan to carry us out for the rest of the project. So, that's the council's. I mean, I have no dollar amount in my mind, but it may not slow the project down if I have that authority.
Arlen, are there rules so we're consistent with, like how other department heads can move stuff or something?
The only thing we just have to watch is how much contingency we have left in the project.
Right.
You know, so as these change orders come up, and even like the landscape plan wasn't included in the original budget, that we stay within the contingency, which was really just the construction contingency, but you know, we can apply it. I mean, the change orders would definitely be construction, the landscaping, you know.
Well, do you have any number you would recommend for us doing that, or is it safer for Alan to poll the council so that, I mean, I don't want him hanging out there by himself. I'm fine with a phone call poll, right? Because we shouldn't slow down the project. What's the best way to do it, right, to manage the project? Because, like, I'm managing a big project, and I have a pretty big contingency out in the real world, but it's not this world, so let's keep our guy out of trouble, right?
We don't have a huge contingency.
Right.
I think if you set an amount just off the top of my head, I would say not, you know, $10,000, let's say.
Well, that's better than I would say. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm just surprised that your number's that big, actually.
Well, I'm just looking at how it's gone so far.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, if we start to see the number of change orders pick up, we may want to revisit that. But so far, they've been
we should be up to date on all of it. Aren't we, John?
I believe so. And
we're up to date on all our change orders.
And also, when we were building Ocean Front Park, Council granted the same type of request for up to $5,000.
Yeah.
So then let me ask you this. So we did the $10,000 on the Ocean Front Park.
$5,000
on the Ocean Front Park. Alan, let me ask you, what are you more comfortable with? Do you want to have that responsibility, or you want to poll council?
I'm going to poll council regardless, unless it's just super quick decision. But I will hold the council.
I mean, I'm comfortable either way. I just
have to.
Don't you out there hanging by yourself, right? Hang on.
I won't. Don't
we'll
worry.
Hang together.
Don't worry, I won't hang myself.
No, we need a scapegoat. Right? Oh, that's right. It's John Batson. I forgot.
Make a motion there.
Yeah, let's have a motion one way or the other. Alan's not going to do it. One of you have to do it.
I'll make a motion that we authorize Alan to agree to his own authority to do change orders up to $5,000.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Hurricane. Sorry?
Now that I think about that motion. Is that a total of 5,000 or 5,000
per change order?
Per change order.
Yeah, it could get expensive.
Okay, but a good question, John. Very good question. Hurricane Florence status and recap. Mr. Hagler, our emergency manager, would you like to address some of these points here on damage?
Sure. So first, the dune line did a great job. It shows what beach reinforcement does. So the only damage from the surf was really not any. Maybe a little bit of ocean dunes, but ocean dunes ended up being from the stormwater, we think. Although it's hard to tell, right? But that's what we think. So significant damage to three structures at ocean dunes. And then as you heard from the building inspector, a significant number of homes had water from the storm waters in the night of rain that never end, that Jimmy and I stood in the roads together and got wet. We bonded. That's why we wore a Public Works shirt that day, right?
I think they both molded.
That's right. We changed socks a few times together. Restoration of services, great job by the staff restoring all services. So as soon as the storm winds let up, we had access throughout the town, which is part of our plan. Jimmy's team maintained water pressurized the entire time, I think cutting off the front row wasn't really required this time, but it was a great idea and we will continue to do that in the future. I'm sure the front homeowners may not like that as much. Duke Power came in and the fire department had a great list and we worked very closely with them. So we actually had power, the main lines back on Sunday afternoon. Not all houses because the secondary drops, and they came back in by the pastor of the Lutheran Church, not here, but I think it was Monday night that we got power back to his house and the parsonage. And then it was just really the big guys left, and it was all about people telling Duke Power that they still had individual drops. And so I don't know if there's still a house out or not. It could have been at the end, but the majority of the town had power back by Monday night and everyone else by Tuesday. Jimmy picked up all the bad trash Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week, so hopefully people don't have stinky trash unless they're just getting back now. Hopefully it's refrozen, so it won't be that bad. The beach accesses were undermined significantly, and John Batson barricaded them off for public safety.
I got a question about that beach access, like e-access.
Right.
Sand is all the way up to the turn. If you were, it's a handicap access. You were taking someone out there, you have some difficulty moving through all that sand for that last 30 feet at this point.
Yeah, so we'll look at how we're fixing that. We're not going to take sand away in the short term, right? Yeah. So we're going to let the beach stabilize, and then we'll see what happens about our two handicap accesses, right? The bridge, so working with Carolina Beach, they had much more issues than we did, starting with they depressurized their water system, so they did not have safe water until really after we already opened the bridge. Their sampling came back on 3 p.m. on Monday, and we opened the bridge at noon. So we pushed them to do that, and basically Jimmy offered to give them water if that's what it took so we could get our systems back. They also had much more lasting stormwater issues because of the lake, right? And so downtown, there were multiple areas isolated off when we finally agreed to open the bridge with Carolina Beach, including Canal and Carolina Beach Avenue North. So that the bridge is always both beaches. I think we were ready. I think we would have opened a little earlier, but we had to wait on them, and I think it was the right time. So I know some of our citizens were not as satisfied with that decision as they'd like, but that's how it worked out. Communication was a huge challenge during the storm. The 911 center burned up all their computers and went down during the storm. They switched to using radio dispatch from basically a fire dispatch cap for fire and a police dispatch for police. There was a threat that we were going to lose the south repeater halfway in the storm due to running out of gasoline in their generator and having no power. There was a short period of the time, well, not a short period, there was probably 18 to 20 hours when Verizon and AT&T were all down. And so basically the department heads were communicating face-to-face or with Jimmy's VHF radios, which were great to have but not as good. So I think one of the things as the department heads meet and talk about that is we're going to have another system. And then from the council side, we're going to have to push on New Hanover County that they need a better solution than that. I think they need a repeater further down than Seagate, personally, but we'll work with the department heads. And then I'm going to bring something to you guys to beat on the county commissioners about that issue, because that was just pretty bad. It was actually very bad. We were fortunate, but up in the north part of the county when they were doing rescues, some of their communications were very compromised, and it could be pretty dangerous for the first responders. Just to reflect back, if you go back to the Monday, which was our first communication for the storm, it was a Cat 4 coming. And that did not really change until
Thursday.
Well, actually, Wednesday night at 8:30. I thought I had it in here, right? No, maybe you're right. Maybe Joe, I stand back. Yeah, Thursday, 9 a.m. Thursday, 9 a.m. is where it was going to reduce the intensity to a Category 2, right? And so to remind everyone, Cat 4, Cat 2 is a huge difference. What Curie Beach actually experienced was a Category 1 storm. So the sustained wind speed that I've seen for the island and what I felt driving around with our department heads was in the 70s, which is a low Cat 1. That's way different than a Cat 4. So for all the people that talk to you guys about I shouldn't have evacuated, just point out to them it wasn't a Cat 4. And they made the decision based off that. They made the right decision.
I wanted to add one thing to that. When we ask people to leave, based on the current information, we were able to come through this storm without any injuries, neither to our staff, neither to our citizens that we are or have been made aware of. When our citizens evacuate, we do not have to spend time worrying about rescue operations. We can spend time protecting your property. So leaving is never a bad choice. It allows us to do more of the things for property, because life will always come first. And if you stay and we have a life situation, that's what we're going to work on. So, just a point.
Yes, and so so I think that's the issue is as people's memories fade, they're only going to remember the Weather Channel saying it's a Cat 4. And just please reiterate to anyone you talk to that that's not what we experienced, right? Having said all that, the staff did an outstanding job, right? So the hours of work from all the people, the challenges that they faced, right? The police department being a building that was supposed to withstand nuclear blast and then they were getting rained on and the power went out. The fire department with stuff dropping in. The public works guys out in the water forever, it seemed like. And then pulling generators around, did a great job. The gas solution that the police department's team came up with our business owners. It was pretty interesting. I was sitting in a meeting Sunday and everyone except for Curie Beach was worried about running out of gas. And I was just really quiet in the meeting. And then after the meeting, the New Hanover County emergency manager asked me, why didn't you ask for gas? I said, well, we have a plan. I said, my police department's already got it squared away. I don't have to worry about it. They got it. And we've already been executing it since like Saturday night. So, working well with our business owners just made us well. I think I appreciated the council that stayed and the council that led the evacuation back. So council has a good feel for what happened, right? So not only do the department heads now know what a hurricane is, you know, they're all new. This is their first time in the position. Every one of them did great. And hopefully they all stay for a really long time. But council all knows as well. So you guys have good personal experience of what it's like from the outside and from the inside. And I appreciate that. So we were just very blessed. We have a town hall to meet in. Nancy was worried about that, right? So just everything went well. And, you know, we will meet, the department heads will meet. There's obviously things we can do better, right? And so I think that moving forward, the department heads, give it a few weeks to everybody catch back up and get their personal houses in order and stuff. And then we'll have a meeting, which I'd like the mayor and I to lead with the department heads at one of his department head meetings to talk about it, and then they'll bring it back to council as a whole. And I think the first part of that meeting, in my opinion, should kind of not be in public so that the department heads can say, get it out on the table, right? This was bad, this was good, this was bad, and let the raw emotion get out, and then it should come to council, because it is a formal issue. We should formally evaluate how we did and make changes to the plan if we need them, right? And so the plan's pretty old. We approve it every year. Now we've got a chance to shake it out, and so I'm sure that there'll be some stuff that each of the department heads will recommend changing. But from my standpoint, we said what we were going to do, and we executed. And that's really the department heads. And so that's all I got for the update.
All right.
There you go.
John, do we know how many access points we lost to the beach? Half of them? Or do you know the number? What can I use?
Five, I think.
About five?
Lost? No, south portion of the beach.
Okay. About five access points. Now, our outfalls. We lost a few outfalls as well. Do you know how many of those? Did we lose them all?
I mean, they are repairable, though. I mean,
well, the piping's still on the beach.
It's just different places right now.
That's right. It's been moved.
Okay. So all of them.
So, yeah, actually, I've already had a contractor to come out and look at the outfalls.
I'll have two more hopefully by the end of the next month.
Okay.
And
so,
if
we have three bids, can we pick the low bid? Not if we get multiple bids, how does that work? None of them can then do the work? Is that how that works?
We need somebody to scope out the work. One person or one company to do that, and then get quotes, bids based on that scoped out work.
Okay.
Because I know last time we went.
But that's been done then.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was about 100.
Well, but the problem is the guy you got to look at, he can't do the job. Which,
right. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, if you get multiple bids, you can't still take the low bidder. That just is insane to me.
We can take the low bidder, it just can't be the one. We're going to have to show who actually kind of scoped out the work. So,
okay.
If the low bidder is the company that scoped out the work, we can't give it to them. Or we can, we just won't get reimbursed.
So basically, this is engineers saying you pay me to assess your job, because they're not going to do it for free if they can't get the job.
Right.
You guys are compensating if I give
it. Yeah, I know.
Exactly, yes. You're going to have to pay somebody to, yeah.
So, who's our talent engineer? Because that's who you should get to write up. You should get Brian Cox to do it and then give it to the three guys and they can take what he's written and then go look at it and bid for you.
Right.
That's what they should have said do, is have an individual engineer instead of do it the way they wrote it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that'll work. My partner definitely will work.
So. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
So get Brian to give them a scope of work, and then they can bid on the scope of work, and then we're good, because he won't be doing it. And they should have said it that way. That's a stupid way to say it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm grumpy and tired. I apologize.
So let me make one other point, and then, John, I will come back to you. And that other point was on communications. They were very difficult. We did lose Internet and Nancy. Thank you for being, without Nancy's support remotely, we wouldn't have got any communication
right,
out
exactly
at all.
Right.
So,
yeah, great job, Nancy.
Nice job, Nancy. So, and then, John, what else did you want to say?
Going back to stormwater outfalls, we are due for re-nourishment
yes,
up in January, and that should be part of the scope of the work is repairing a lot of those stormwater outfalls, which they should have been making note of this past week. So I'm sure we're not trying to move next month on the repairs,
we just want to make sure they're all open.
Coordination with that. I'm sure they're putting this additional work in the
okay. And then there is one other item up there that we did have some degree of misunderstanding among some of our citizens, and that is the decals from the bridge, the decals for the bridge. So I would like to know if any of the council would like to step out and work maybe with Arlen and Nancy to come up with a recommendation for how this should be handled in the future.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay, well,
you guys got it, man.
We have, well, we won't make you fight it out, but
I'll defer to Alan.
All right, man. Alan,
he's unemployed.
If you would take that then. Alan,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, so just with the decals, right, we need to look at what we've got on the website and what staff is being directed, because there was some confusion, I think, possibly from my fault after 2016, the change to the decals. I didn't pick up on it. We should have changed that. And I would say that standing at the bridge, you guys issuing them, and then us and our roadblocks, whatever we come up with needs to be very clear and easy so that when people get on the island and then they try to get to Kiri Beach, until we're open, there we can make it very easy for volunteer firemen to clearly understand. They shouldn't be making choices between 15 different things. Right?
Well, that's the point I was going to make. David and I rode down to the for the entry point where they had the kiosks set up. Mm-hmm. And the Kiri Beach people just breezed right through because they saw the sticker. They knew they were approved. The other folks had to show pieces of paper. And
when it was raining, yeah, they were out.
The whole thing needs to be addressed with Carolina Beach.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to let you guys do that. Good luck.
We already did address that. They chose their path. We recommended something else, but they chose their path, and our citizens got through pretty quickly.
That morning, and I came down and saw you all at the fire department.
Yes.
I had the sticker on the windshield, drove up to the checkpoint there. The guy said, you're a property owner? I said, pointed to the sticker. He says, "You got a piece of paper?" I said, "What kind of paper are you talking about?"
Yeah, we had to fix that.
On the beach. I said, "Look at that. That's Curie Beach."
Red.
He said, He said, "Well, bridge will open at 12 o'clock. I said, "Look, I've got business down there. I got to get through." Finally, somebody else came up and said,
"Yeah, we got it squared away." Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I say that we usually order those decals in like October-ish, November, in order to get them here in time for January 1st? Just keep that in mind, that whatever we're doing, we got in time.
Still think we need the decals.
Yeah.
Well, let's
some other, like a hang tag. We may have other things.
Yeah. Let's let the team come with some suggestions. All right. Of course, a hang tag you can just hand off to a variety of other vehicles.
It's got to be stickers, the hang tag.
So, in any case,
well,
I don't want to presuppose anything. We have intelligent people who will come up with something.
So, I'm sorry, was there a consensus there? Who's the team?
The team is Nancy, Arlen, and Alan. And whoever else you want to pull in.
It's a thankless job, Nancy.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any comments on the storm? Okay. Moving on. Discussion and consideration of new business. Do we have any new business items for council today? There's none listed. Okay. Well, moving on. Can do that. Mayor updates. Okay. We already addressed comments on parking. Thank you. I have a meeting with the General Assembly, a contingent of the General Assembly tomorrow, with the mayors from the other communities at 11 o'clock. I have a list of things that I will bring up. Beach access outfalls, the escarpments, the damage to ocean dunes. I would just like your input, if you can, think about it tomorrow. If there's something you would like me to mention in that meeting, as far as requirements and needs for Curie Beach, I would greatly appreciate it. What?
Who's going to be in the meeting?
I don't know, but there will be a Burr's department will be represented. I believe that Tillis will have representatives there, so that's the federal group. But it's mostly North Carolina's assembly delegation, so I expect it will be our Ted Davis and Michael Lee and a couple of the others that are.
So I don't want to burn New Hanover County, but so don't bring up communications, but it's going to come up later. I don't think tomorrow is the right time.
It needs to come up because something needs to be done.
Stephen Steele's already talked about it during the storm. We'll be talking again.
Okay. All right. So that was my item. If you have any,
won't you
send me a text.
We haven't mentioned our meeting Saturday and Sunday, won't you?
Well, that's fair. We've had a lot of individuals come down to see the beach, had interest. Ted Davis, our state representative, was here to, by the way, he was in contact almost every day of the storm, trying to see if we needed anything, how could he help us. So kudos to Ted. We were visited after the storm by Congressman Rouser, who toured our beach to take a look at what our problems were, asked how he could help. Evidently, there's an interim budget bill that's going to be looked at probably on Friday by Congress, because there'll be stopping for the election season, but they wanted to make sure they get something out, so we'll have to pay attention to Friday. We had General Holland, a brigadier general from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who just happens to be a woman, come and join us with her staff to take a look at our beach and see how well we fared and get opinions and note things on the nourishment that we have here. We had Chance Lambeth here. Chance is the regional manager for David Rouser. He went and toured the beach and the area. When I say toured the beach, they toured the beach and the town. So I don't want to just say they're interested in the beach. I think that's pretty much a list of the dignitaries. There's been quite a few.
It's always better to have a hurricane election.
No, it's not. Better not have a hurricane.
Yeah. So
we were scheduled for bid opening on a beach nourishment last Friday, and they did postpone it. So hopefully we will get some extra money.
Yeah, we had some losses that will be surveyed, and we'll have to figure out how that gets handled. Any commissioner items? Alan?
No.
How about the, tomorrow's the meeting with the construction?
Tomorrow's meeting. Let me just say this. Our contractor did a heck of a job shoring the building up and getting it as dry as possible. The superintendent came down when his own home and area was beginning to flood up in, over in Brunswick County, and looked over the site with us. And a little water got in, but it was going to, just didn't have any choice. But we asked them, I've been in communication with Oakley Collier and with Chris Lumpkin, and we're going to meet with them and tell them that we know this has messed up schedule up, and give us what a revised schedule, and we'll come back and address it. So.
Nothing?
Could have been worse.
Yep. Okay, Joe. John, anything? All right, David?
Yeah, I just echo what Alan said. So the construction firm that we picked was a great firm, at least for this part of the storm. The building that we ended up staying in during the storm, they put temporary roofing on, and basically the only leaks were down a seam, so the roofing didn't come off. Again, it was Cat 1, but it was nice to know that all the work they did, and they actually talked with us before the storm. We were making decisions on whether to stay in that building or come down with the building that you guys were in that ended up leaking. Basically, they looked up the technical specs of what they did. They did double what the manufacturer recommended for sealing for that, and that made us confident that we could keep the fire department there with a Cat 1. If it would have been a Cat 3 or 4, we'd have been down in the building with the police department down here. So they did a great job, and they were very very open with here's what we're doing, and very open to Alan's feedback, and I appreciate that, Alan, because it made it nice to keep the fire department with their equipment during the storm, so with our generator as well.
Okay. Do you have any closed session requests?
No.
Okay.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thanks.